Cantrell and 11 other hackers are apprehended. Thanks to the FBI's secret weapon, the Magic Box, and Agent Mike Morris, the nation's first computer detective, dozens of cyber crooks are taking the information superhighway directly to jail.
If they hack it and we find out about it, the FBI will definitely be on it. We'll find them.
Cyberspace may be the new frontier for some FBI agents, but others still have to meet the enemy face to face. Oakland, Arkansas. The FBI surrounds a 240-acre compound which is guarded by these heavily armed and camouflaged soldiers. They call themselves the Covenant Sword and Arm of the Lord, or CSA. Hundreds of lives are at stake in this potentially explosive standoff, including those of 125 women and children inside the compound. The tragic consequences of a deadly showdown like this one would be fully realized 10 years later in Waco, Texas. But here in the Ozarks, the FBI is about to attempt a top-secret negotiation strategy in hopes of ending the siege peacefully. March 1985. The soldiers of the CSA have been training for a self-described holy war to overthrow the U.S. government. We managed to obtain this exclusive footage shot inside the CSA compound. The group is led by James Ellison, a paramilitary preacher from Illinois, who has been spreading hate across the Ozarks.
If God does not judge this nation and put the rod of correction on this nation, then he's going to have to resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize. Because this nation is guilty.
Here, Ellison is attempting to recruit new members.
You can't walk the street without seeing homosexuals and queers and being accosted by thieves and robbers. And when they get caught, they might spend the night in jail. Because the laws of God have been forsaken.
But Ellison is unaware that FBI agents have been sent in to arrest him on weapons charges. The Bureau's mission is to make Ellison surrender without bloodshed. It is a seemingly impossible task, considering that Ellison is the leader of the most formidable fighting force that U.S. law enforcement has ever faced. Tactical Commander Danny Coulson is the FBI's man in charge.
The problem was compounded for us by the fact that they had a religious philosophy that made the murder of an FBI agent justifiable and even a good thing to do.